When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore when the roll is called up yonder.
We now present the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing God's invitation to people everywhere. This is an international broadcasting ministry which is being used of God to bring blessing to many people. Joshua Daniel, who will be speaking in a moment, urges you to stay tuned and listen to the Lord's challenge and to reach out and touch the loving Savior.
Now we shall turn to Luke 7th chapter. You know, religion and religious observances have become a kind of third-rate game. Not like soccer, mark you. Soccer is first-rate game, full of dedicated players. Religion is a third-rate game. And we shan't play that game. Here we see from the 16th verse, and there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen among us, and that God has visited his people. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the region round about. And the disciples of John showed him of all these things. And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? When the men were come unto him, they said, John Baptist has sent us unto you, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? And in that same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits. And unto many that were blind he gave sight. Then Jesus answering said unto them, Go your way and tell John what things you have seen and heard. How that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Now when the messengers of John were departed, he began to speak unto the people concerning John. What went you out into the wilderness for to see? A reed shaken with the wind? And what went you out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they which are gorgeously apparelled and live delicately are in king's courts. But what went you out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, which shall prepare your way before you. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist, but he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. What went you out into the wilderness for to see? A reed shaken with the wind? Well, this is the question which the Lord asked. What did you go out to see? Mark you, my dear friends, in the midst of the heat of the battle and in the midst of the fury of the winds and the trends which assail us, we tend to become like reeds. The reed has its place. If the reed and the quill never met, we would be barbarians. You know, the Bible speaks of the paper reed. So the parchments were made of reed. So the reed has its uses. But also, in the 29th chapter of Ezekiel and the 6th verse, the Bible speaks of the weakness of the reed. And all the inhabitants of Egypt shall know that I am the Lord, because they have been a staff of reed to the house of Israel. You know, you can make a reed a staff. So, when they took hold of you by thy hand, thou didst break and rend all their shoulder. And when they leaned upon you, thou breakest and madest all their loins to be at a stand. So it's no good leaning upon reeds. You know, John was in prison. He had a tough life. It's amazing. Those that call themselves Christians, let me say, don't look at all for a tough life. You ask a soccer player whether practicing and playing for a nation is tough. They will tell you that you will never make it. Most Christians will never make it. Why? The very idea is wrong. God is going to give me this. God is going to give me a free ride. God is going to put me in a nice Hawaiian hammock to swing with the lullabies of this world. I don't know what the idea is, but when Jesus called his disciples, he said, if any man will follow me, let him deny himself. That's exactly what we do not want. This wife is no good. I'll take another. And the man can be even a pastor. Or this husband is no good. I will go to the sixth man now. And that same woman will set up as a pastor or something. It's simply shocking. Moral reeds are supposed to be leaders today. It is sad that the Christian trumpet is so muted and people can get so cowardly. They cannot speak the truth and stand for something. John stood for something. He stood for righteousness. The publicans and those that were not easy to bring at all to repentance were brought to repentance. You know, folks, we need to keep our moorings intact till our last breath. No regrets. You know, I had never regretted following Jesus. How can I? On the contrary, I always wonder, and wonder in public, how God can still choose a foolish fellow like myself, and how he can be so patient. So long-suffering, so tender. You know, my dear people, on the contrary, we see disgruntled people, you know. They are disgruntled about this or that. I can't see that God's Spirit will ever lead you into a state of just pointing your finger at somebody else. Never. When you look at Jesus, you'll point your finger at yourself. When you look at others, you will fall to blaming everybody else. When you start looking at people, that's what you will do. You'll be far from repentance, far from God. Now, in the midst of Jesus' labors, when these messengers came, the master's reply was, go and report what you have heard and seen. Right before your eyes, the lepers are cleansed, the sick are healed, the blind see, and the lame walk, and the dead are raised, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. It's complained that in East London, there are people who live ghetto style, you know, some 12 people in a room. Now, this is nothing new. In the times of General Booth, he deplored the condition of the poor. And actually, he began to settle some of them outside the country. Yes, the poor have the gospel preached to them. All right, Romans 1st chapter is for all of us to read, because they would not know God. God gave them up. So, in that connection of reprobation, homosexuality, together with other sins, is mentioned, particularly homosexuality. Now, can you conceive of that being read on a Sunday morning and scant respect paid to it, even amongst the members of the legislation, the rulers? No. In other words, you have got two sets of laws. The one which is paid for by the taxpayer is not upheld on the street. And why do I pay my taxes? The taxpayer's money is being utilized for upholding the word of God. And that is the constitution of the country. Until the Constitution is completely bowled over, never let us be ashamed or offended or be apologetic about the words of our Lord Jesus. Never. May the Lord help us. Let us pray. Let us tell God, let me never be offended in you, Lord Jesus. Let me never be disgruntled or grumble. Forgive all my grumbling. Let us tell God, forgive me, Lord. When I have known the truth and I did not do it, hear our humble prayer for our own families, that we may be families where the word of God is upheld. We ask this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would like to hear from you. You can contact us by phone on 0411 037 296 or mail us The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 1072, Armidale, Western Australia, 6992. Our website is lefi.org. Again, our phone number is 0411 037 296. Please plan to join us next week at the same time. As we are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, we appreciate and need your continual prayerful support.